You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Blasted.
With guest host, Susie Schuster, live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Don't fumble.
Do you know back in the day, Chris, the rule was if it was an incomplete pass in the end zone, you lost the football? It was a turnover?
That's a great rule, too.
Oh, that's as dumb as I've ever heard.
You don't believe that.
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Emmy-nominated host of The Rich Eisen Show, Rich Eisen. Basketball Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
All right, boys, pay attention. Back in the chair. Hi, everybody. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen, who is in Indy to call the game on Saturday. By the way, good news for me. I found out it was Saturday. I thought the game was Sunday. Thought he was coming home on Sunday night. Found about new things this morning when you landed in Indy this morning, Chris Brockman.
Does that ruin all your plans? Did you have like a great Saturday night planned and now Rich is going to be back and you're like, oh, you ruined it?
We're watching Home Alone and Home Alone 2 on Saturday. Nice. It's a doubleheader with Taylor. Double I want to let you know that. It's going to be fantastic. You're all welcome to stop by the house watch Home Alone. Hi, Mikey D. How are you?
Good morning, Susie.
Good to
how
see
you.
TJ, how are you? I brought your favorite croissants this morning. They're right over there for you.
I already had one. They're
delicious.
How you doing?
It's a good morning. It's a good. I don't know what kind of morning it is for Brandon Staley.
I would say the opposite.
I don't know what kind of morning it is for Chargers fans out there. Great morning.
Horrible would come to mind.
For Raiders fans.
The Raiders.
I think Mark Davis is celebrating in some ways maybe in Vegas that we don't want to know about. But,
I would love to know.
Wow,
like
you guys.
Water. Did you see that water shot of him with all the water?
Sure. Apparently the water is free and plentiful in the desert these days.
Hydrated,
things
man.
Have changed since the days of Chinatown, etc. Holy moly. Was that a game or was that a boat race last night, guys? I'm not sure what I saw last night.
I mean, it wasn't even a boat race. It was just an absolute ass-kicking, and that's kind of what... I don't know if anybody thought that was going to happen, but it was clear. At what point did the Chargers give up? Was it 21-0? Was it big man football fumble recovery?
But at one point, Austin Eckler got a first down and then did a whole like first down celebration. It seemed like you're a little behind.
TJ, I didn't know Austin Eckler was still in the NFL.
Oh, that's cold.
The way they use him.
That dude has been on a milk box
all season.
Team record 63 points, the third most by a team in Super Bowl era, second most in NFL history by a team shut out the week before. And that's what Antonio Pierce said, the interim coach, saying like he was in a frenzy. He was fired up and he had to do something coming off of that loss last week and 4 days rest. Little bananas, TJ.
I tell you, I'll be quite honest. I didn't really have much interest in this game going into yesterday, right? I didn't have any fantasy players, neither one or my team. But I tell you, that was one of the more entertaining games just from someone who had nothing on the line, just watching as a fan. That was amazing. Like every time you looked up, it was like touchdown, 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 Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. I had a blast watching this game.
There were 12 touchdowns in the game. Not one field goal attempt, just all extra points.
Our text chat during the game last night.
It was crazy.
It was phenomenal. Like I felt like Richard Sherman post game. I said midway through the second quarter, Chris, I was like, how long does the coach make it? Does he make it out past halftime? Will they let him go?
But that's what Sherm said. I mean, Sherm all but said it.
Joke about
he
right?
It's
like,
just a joke.
You're like, oh, he's gonna get fired at halftime. But you felt like maybe that actually could happen.
Like if Mark Davis was the owner of that team, not the Spanoses, could that have actually happened?
Right. Or if George Steinbrenner was coaching the Chargers, he totally would have been fired.
Right. A Billy Martin style.
I mean, only the sickos were really watching that game. If you're a diehard gambler, or if you happen to have, I mean, look, I had a little
you
bit.
Know what I mean?
But if you had Devontae Adams in fantasy, yeah. Or maybe you had to start Eckler. I started Josh Palmer, so he didn't even get a target in the first half, and
yeah,
I was like,
you were
well,
sweating it.
All right, I rolled the dice. It came up snake eyes. I crapped out. And you saw touchdown.
And you said, was it Kelly Hartung said at the half to Antonio Pierce, you know, what's happening here? And are you going to hold it? And he said, basically, I'm going to put my foot on the pedal.
He's not even gonna stop. He's
I mean, you can't make up that sideline report, guys. Right. You can't make up that report.
Also, just the fact that I guess, like I said, I had no skin in the game monetarily, but I'm just sitting the whole time thinking fantasy implications.
Yes.
You were down the quarterback. O'Connell's name was someone's name who you threw out there.
I threw out there yesterday.
And I'm thinking to myself, how many thousands of fantasy playoffs are now changed because someone had the testicular fortitude to start Aiden O'Connell on a Thursday night, and now you definitely won.
I mean, that's
week.
The thing. I tweeted that out. I was like, are you one of the sickos who started Aiden O'Connell? Or
I saw
who
that.
Who was that other guy's name? Trey Parker?
Oh, Trey Tucker.
Trey Parker, South Park.
By the way, I was going to say, wrong show.
If you started that dude, you are a genius, yeah. And you are winning your fantasy championship. Also, Raider defense.
Oh, my goodness.
Did they get 35 points last night, probably?
Big that man chugging down after chugging. After that fumble, right? I mean,
then,
that was hysterical.
Jack Jones with, like, the craziest.
Okay. Oh,
we got some
breaking news. Chris
Brown. Man. Adam Schefter reporting.
Brandon
Staley, peace out. All right, so Brandon Staley just got fired. All right. Well,
we were wondering if we would get through the first segment of the show today with him intact or out of tact. I don't know who took that over under, but I was wondering.
Also, Chargers fired GM Tom Telesco. So the Chargers are, according to Adam Schefter, so the Chargers are completely.
Well, because the Spanoses look like the laughingstock of the league after last night. I mean, let's face it. That was
100%.
Like, how would he possibly. When someone can opine like Richard Sherman did at the half. Should he get fired right now? What are they going to say? I mean, they should have fired him last year. They should have taken Sean Payton. And I know that Brandon Staley is a very attractive and he'll get a job elsewhere. But there's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas. And that's a lot of money worth of shoulda, woulda, couldas.
Yeah, I mean, look, you never want to celebrate someone losing their job. But after a performance like that and what we've seen the last few weeks.
It seems like writing was on the wall for several weeks. With Brandon Staley. It's too bad. He's been on here a bunch. Super nice guy.
Great guy.
Super engaging. A great personality. You know, he did a great job with the Rams D before, you know, becoming the Charger head coach. And just never able to get it going. He was supposed to be a defensive guy, and their defense was always at the bottom of the league and not a force, wasn't feared. And now you got a guy, Justin Herbert, you totally wasted his rookie contract, and now, you know, he obviously re-upped before the season, so now the cap implications are there for him, and now you're going to figure out who's gonna right this ship.
Yeah. Also, Chris, you talk about bad breaks. I mean, literally and figuratively with this team this year, Herbert breaks fingers on both hands.
Yep.
And you'd have to imagine if he's playing last night, 63-21 more than likely is not going to be the score of that game.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
I mean... Yeah, things just went south for them. And, you know, it was, like I said, it's fun when you sit back and you talk about it, like, just as a boat race, like we said. But now the human aspect comes in and you're just like, oh, man, that's unfortunate.
And
but
how about poor Easton Stick? How about poor Easton Stick? What kind of debut is that?
Yeah, he looked kind of shell-shocked.
But he also had three touchdowns and 250. Like, if you had to start, I was kind of joking yesterday. Man, I should just roll with Easton Stick. He scored 25 points in
you
fantasy.
You made a very compelling argument to the point where I thought you really were going
I thought about
to
doing
go
it, but. Yeah, and it's his job, you know, the rest of the year to try to get some wins together or two or just put some good tape out there. And you know, it just seems, you watched that last night, it just seems unlikely. And they're definitely on to 2024 now. What do they do in the draft? Who do they go get?
Did Schefter say who's taking over as interim?
No, this literally just happened seconds ago. Let's see. But you got to wonder now, there's going to be fire up the Bill Belichick trade rumors.
Ooh.
Fire up Jim Harbaugh. Fire up, you know, who's a hot young coach Ben Johnson in Detroit. Just fire up all the rumors,
well, Chris,
man. Here they go.
You're overlooking what's staring you right in the face. They've got Kellen Moore there. Now, he's been like...
Has he earned it?
I bet Kellen Moore steps in, don't you think, TJ?
I have no idea.
Matt, you know, Tony Romo crowned him as a future head coach, I think his second year as a play caller in Dallas. So it would seem obvious that, like, all these people are saying he could be next. If you have him right there, I'm sure he'll probably get a look for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Would make sense, but what do I know?
But why wouldn't they done that? I mean, I kind of said it on Overreaction Monday podcast a few weeks ago. Like, they should have done it. If you're going to do it, obviously this was coming. Couldn't have seen 63 to whatever last night.
Yeah, but you didn't see Herbert breaking his finger either. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, but it was like still going probably... south. Like, we've been talking about Brandon Staley losing his gig for about 6 weeks. So if you're just going to put Kellen Moore in there for a 3-week audition, why didn't you make it a 6-7-8-week audition? It was right there. You had an opportunity.
It is the slowest ripping off of a Band-Aid that
absolutely.
We've seen in recent history.
Great analogy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I ripped off a bunch of Band-Aids in my past, but that's neither here nor there.
But that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Like, we've been talking about this since, when did it kind of look like it was going south for the Chargers? Super early, October.
We were just like,
man, should they just get rid of Staley now and give Kellen Moore a shot to see if he's really the guy? And it was just kind of like one hair millimeter at a time, rip off Band-Aid. And then by then, you're just like, just do it already.
And as Sean Payton writes the ship in Denver, don't you think the Spanos
was right there.
Thinking,
Sean
like,
Payton was right
what
there.
What was I doing?
The leaks were out
do?
There. He wanted to be the Chargers coach. He didn't want to leave Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Again, why would you not want to be the Chargers coach? You know, contrary to what a lot of people in the country think, living in Southern California does not stink. You're playing in, you know, the 10th, 11th wonder of the world in SoFi Stadium. You have what most people believe to be a generationally talented quarterback.
Yep.
It's very appealing, I would think. And you, you know, on a lesser scale, you've got probably the best set of uniforms in the entire National Football League to work with. So,
but that's it. That. If all we're really talking about is how great the uniforms are and about, you know, everyone talks about Herbert's potential, how great Austin Ekeler is. And then nothing happens.
Yeah,
you have to make a wholesale change. Wholesale change.
It was time.
Or scale.
It was time. I mean, at what point do you think Dean Spanos, Chargers owner, made the decision? Was it 21-0, 28-0, 35-0, 42-0? Like, at which point?
When they cut to him in like the middle of the third, just sitting in the box, and it was all dark.
And it was 56-7, right?
I think at that point he was like, a change. Sam Cook, a change is going to come. You know?
I don't know. I mean, I worked in Los Angeles in 2000. And back then, we were talking about strange decisions that the Spanos family was making with the Chargers.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, everything changes and nothing changes at the same time. This is a tough one, though. I mean, what a morning to wake up.
That's too bad.
What a morning to wake up as a Chargers fan. I was listening to Dan on the way in, guys, as I always do. And a guy calls in, and he was an Angels fan and a Chargers fan. And I just thought, it's a dark Christmas for this guy.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Oh, yeah, one of our great producers at home, Smitch, is a Chargers-Dodgers fan.
Oh, Smitch.
So he was like, you know, as bad as the Chargers are, at least I have the Dodgers who are willing to spend every last dollar to make their team a championship winner.
Also, nothing says how bad your football team is when you're talking about baseball in December. It's not even Christmas, and he's like, thank goodness for the Dodgers. It's so crazy.
All right, Chargers fans, we want to hear from you. How you feeling today?
I think we need a therapy session, guys. I'm just saying, firing it up. Dr. Schuster is in. Call me. Let's talk. Are you okay? You're not alone. Call 844-204-RICH. That's 844-204-RICH to talk about your problems today. I'm sure they're Chargers related. That's it. Oh, see, the phone lines light up. They know I'm here. I'm cheap therapy. Give us a call. Rich will call in the second hour. We'll talk to him from Indy. He flew to Atlanta yesterday, had to stay overnight there. Missed his connection.
Wow. Oh, no, wait, really?
Yep.
He didn't mention any of this in the chat yesterday.
I was landing this morning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see any of that. That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was confused.
He stayed overnight in a hotel by the airport. got a good night's sleep.
He didn't. By the way, he didn't even mention this in the group chat.
He did not.
So and it's unlike him not to mention.
He was complaining about the Wi-Fi.
He didn't complain. I was going to say, okay, there's going to be.
He was complaining about the Wi-Fi.
Right, right, right. Okay, yeah. Well, there's. It wouldn't be a group chat without a complaint or two. But you know, nope. Stayed overnight and flew on. Landed in Indy just now. I just got the update. Attaboy. Breaking news: Rich is in Indy. And Shaquille O'Neal will join us in the oh god.
Check this out.
I just hope whoever sat next to him kept his shoes on and did not have a Bloody Mary. That's all I ask. If you're sitting next to Rich on a plane ever, please don't. Oh god, he hates it. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, the phone lines are going up. It's because there's complaints. Yeah. It's complaints,
I
right?
I just want to know if any of our
the
listeners
is
started
in.
Aiden O'Connell yesterday.
Yes, what about his stash? What about his mustache?
I mean, it's really, it's really
it's
creepy.
It's ridiculous.
He looked like that fourth grade, really that creepy. Kid in like fifth or sixth grade, 11, 12, who like hit puberty early, so they got the baby
yes.
face, but he's
by
got
way,
the mustache.
Yes.
That was me.
That was
me. I had the 12-year-old mustache.
Coop's got it. Coop's got the dark
right,
hair.
So here's the deal. We call us anyway, but yeah. especially if you started either, what is his name? Trey Tucker?
Yeah.
If you started Trey Tucker, Aiden O'Connell, or the Raider D, call us.
If you can prove.
Charger yeah. fan, and it needs some therapy, call us.
There ain't no way you started Trey Tucker.
Hold on.
Let's go.
Camera one. If you can prove that you started these guys and you can send Chris a screenshot, we will send you Rich Eisen Show gear. Okay. we're gonna send you a nice Christmas present, but I want proof that you did. If you need help, 844-204-RICH.
Let's go.
The doctor is in. All right. I'm just saying. Shaquille Dr. O'Neal Jones. Will call in the third hour. He will zoom in. He had a Shaq festival yesterday. He was Shaq of Claus again, which look, you know, one thing I love doing on this show is I love showing off some of these guys' personal sides. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I love about Shaquille is just how generous he is. And so yesterday was a kickoff and I have great photographs. And can you imagine you're some little kid in Atlanta and you walk into your elementary school and it turns into the North Pole, and there's Shaq.
The biggest human you've ever seen.
The biggest human you've ever seen wearing a Santa hat. I love it.
One thing also I won't do. Last time Shaq called, he yelled at me for interrupting you while you were talking, so I don't want to have that happen again. So I'm going to make sure I don't step over or on you today because I don't need Shaq having issues with me. Susie, nobody...
Well, thanks for that, TJ. Thank you for that.
Also, Susie, do you like shrimp cocktail, Susie?
Disgusting.
Oh, you and Rich. Jeez.
Oh, Suze.
It's raw shrimp, man.
Wow.
My brother, Scott, who you know well, it's his favorite food. And when I was a kid, if there was some around, he would grab it immediately. I, of course, developed a severe disgust and dislike for it because he loved it so much.
Gotcha.
He will eat it for breakfast. It's repulsive.
Mm. Wow.
No thanks.
That's aggressive.
You like it?
I love shrimp cocktail. Breakfast is a little aggressive, but
everything about shrimp cocktail is aggressive.
Oh, I thought everything about Scott was aggressive.
Well, everything about Scott is also aggressive, but except for that, he's that masshole who's
totally
like touchy-feely.
Oh, you need people like
a masshole with a heart of gold.
Yeah. He is. I mean, he runs the Jimmy Fund for kids with cancer in Boston. He runs the Boston chapter. He's like a sweet, soft guy.
Also, if Scott was the GM of the Chargers,
God.
He would have fired Staley in week one.
He would have. He wouldn't have hired him. And by the way, burned every bridge in town.
Well, since we're giving Schusters that live on the East a shout out, you know, Jack, your nephew, Chris, and I are in a group chat. All three of us at like 7 o'clock this morning did not get the Kobe Grinches on the sneakers app. So
yeah, also call us if you scored the Kobe's. Yeah, on
I got it.
If you have good sneakers, call us. If you need therapy, call us. If you want to show me a screenshot that you started. Or Houston Stick, or who else?
Trey Tucker.
Trey Tucker.
Aiden O'Connell, Trey Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, Trey Parker. The Raiders D. Raiders D. I want to see Raiders D screenshots.
Yeah. You guys, I'm the one who holds the key to all the swag. Like,
by the way, we're not giving swag if you start the Raiders defense.
No. But I'm in a good mood. I want to hand
literally
stuff
swag
out.
Swag for Trey Tucker.
Yeah. Trey Tucker.
That's it.
Yes.
Or Aiden, Chris Tucker.
If you start Chris Tucker, yeah, for sure.
That'd be so funny. Yeah. I'm all about handing this out. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Should we take a break?
Let's do it. It's break time.
Why not?
Take a break. When we come back, more NFL discussion, more NFL talk. Tommy P joins us. That's all ahead on The Rich Eisen Show.
He's got good hair.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Hawkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Wherever you listen.
How are you, George?
I'm happy to be here, Rich. Happy to talk to you again.
Are you really, George? We saw your Instagram, George. We saw it.
You saw it?
I don't mean to interrupt what's going on. You know, you're on vacation with your wife, right? There in Cabo? Is that what's going on right now? Did I see that?
Hey, between you and me, and don't tell anybody else, yes. I am actually back in Nashville. That's from last week. I was in Cabo. Don't tell anybody.
And here I was, you know, go say hi to McVeigh and go say hi to, you know, Stafford. But there you are. Okay. So this was last week. You were on the Okey-Doke.
Yeah, no, I was saying I was Kyle Shanahan instead. So okay. That's kind of my.
That's your speed. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Good. Now I don't feel as bad. I feel like.
Bruce, I'll go to Cabo with you too, man. You look like you know how to have a good time.
Well, here's my deal, George, here's my deal. And this is it's not just because I'm a 51-year-old man. This is the way I've been my entire life. Tequila is a night ender for me. Like, literally, if it's 2 in the afternoon, which I would never really do these days anyway, it's over. My night's over. Finished. I know it's something like a blast, but, you know, it's true. Tequila and I just don't mix with tequila. Never have.
Rich, you should see the look that my dad just gave the phone after hearing you say that. That tequila's my day started when I What are we doing? All right, you should just come to Tennessee and we'll get that fixed for you.
Okay. So what is your
thing? It's a mindset and you just power through it.
Okay. It's a mindset. I never really thought about that. So what is your libation of choice when on vacation, George? What is it?
Ooh.
What's your go-to?
Well, besides Bud Light, I'm a big pina colada guy, and I absolutely love tequila just in general.
Okay,
I'll drink that about anything.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk powered by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Tom Pelissero now joins us, NFL insider from NFL Network. Obviously, the big news this morning was Brandon Staley and Tom Telesco getting let go after their huge loss to the Raiders. Let's just look at the other sideline because we already know that news. Did the win last night secure the job for Antonio Pierce?
I don't think it secured the job. I mean, coming off especially a really, really disappointing type of a game. I do know, you know, we had Max Crosby on the Insiders last week, and he's been effusive in his praise of Antonio Pierce. Certainly there are players that like him a lot. Mark Davis is inclined, just based upon the personality traits and the fact that he's a Raider and all those things, to give Antonio Pierce a real look. But the Raiders' job is potentially very attractive as well. They have to go through a search process no matter what. They can't just hand it, even though Antonio Pierce is a minority, they can't just hand it to him. You have to run a process. You have to do an external search. So they will have to go through that. Look through Mark Davis's track record here. You know, he's always gone since he took over for his dad after the big fish, whether it was bringing back John Gruden, bringing in Josh McDaniels, even though, you know, at the time he brought in McDaniels, they had just made another run with a temporary coach in Rich Bisaccia, and they got into the playoffs that year. You know, if Antonio Pierce does the same thing, it certainly becomes more possible. And they are, you know, amazingly enough, hovering on the edge of the playoff picture at this point. But, you know, you're 6-8. You've had highs and lows. You know, you've had some inconsistencies. I give Antonio Pierce credit for, and I did a story on this on Sunday, bringing in a bunch of former coaches. You know, you saw Marvin Lewis last night's there in Raiders gear. Pierce played for him. Tom Coughlin, those two talk like every morning, first thing about the schedule and everything that's going on. Tom was in the building last week. Adam Gase was in the building last week because he's close with the offensive coordinator, Bo Hardigree. He's trying to learn on the job. He's not just trying to win a couple of games here. Is it enough? You know, there's not a ton of precedent for hiring a head coach who's been an NFL linebackers coach for 2 years and held a variety of roles over a handful of years at the college level. But Antonio Pierce also has something that not a lot of NFL coaches do, which is strong track record as a player. He's been a Super Bowl champion. He's obviously got juice. You can tell that right away. It's going to be fascinating to see how Mark Davis plays this thing out, especially because the last time that he moved on from interim coach, obviously the results didn't improve.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the Spanoses and Mark Davis, two of the harder to read coaches or owners in the NFL, so this makes it even that much more complicated. But you have to wonder that Antonio Pierce seems to have the guys in the locker room who are loving him, loving playing for him, and Mark Davis loves these big splashy wins like he had last night.
You could see it. I mean, he looked giddy, Susie. If you watched him, like, in the box after the that crazy pick six that Jack Jones had, and he's going, like, Home Alone style. Like, I can't believe what I'm witnessing right here.
Like, with the seven bottles of water in front of him, I believe.
Water, right. Mark's about one thing, is he wants to win. And I talked to him briefly at the owners' meetings. Like, all he cares about is winning. He won back-to-back WNBA titles, which he's really proud of with his Aces. He's trying to get it right with the Raiders. Does he feel like these guys, who, remember, it's not like he was, you know, fired Josh McDaniels at the time because he wanted to install Antonio Pierce. He just knew he wanted Josh out of the building and then just talked to a bunch of people like, who do I hire now? He landed on Antonio Pierce. And there certainly are guys, some of those important players like a Max Crosby, who've spoken up. But again, you still have to figure out, is this sustainable? Much like we've talked about with some of these young quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks that have stepped in, and holy cow, Josh Dobbs is great for two games. Wow, Tommy DeVito is lighting it up. It's a way different thing between 1, 2, 3 games and actually doing it for a full season. We've seen the best with Antonio Pierce as the interim coach. That was last night against, granted, a Chargers team with a backup quarterback making his first NFL start. We've also seen them get shut out 3-0 at home in a completely lifeless environment. Which one is it? They got 3 more games to show them.
You mentioned the owners' meetings. What was the most interesting thing that happened down there?
I thought the most interesting thing was some of the rules discussions, and specifically the way that NFL officials, including Roger Goodell, spoke about them. You know, with regard to the hip drop tackle, Goodell flat out said what we'd all been told, which was, we want to get it out of the game. And they're coming up with ways to define it. They've seen too many injuries. The fact that Tyreek Hill got hurt on Monday night on a hip drop tackle, literally as owners were arriving, that was one more point that they could hammer home on top of Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson and some of the other guys who have gotten hurt on that tackle. We also heard Troy Vincent, who's the head of the football operations and is heavily involved in officiating and rules, speak up and say, in essence, we don't want to ban the tush push. The Eagles do it better than everyone else. That's not a reason to ban something. They don't have any type of data that's sufficient enough to say it's more dangerous than another play. So it sounds like that may survive. And then with regard to the kickoff, you heard Troy Vincent say it's a dead ceremonial play now, which is kind of what they were going for when last year they instituted the rule where you could fair catch the ball inside, you know, your 25-yard line, get the ball brought out. They knew that the returns were going to go way down. Now they're using that very data to say, listen, returns are way too far down. We can't just go on like this with a non-competitive play, which we've heard that phrase before, back when they moved the extra point to where it is now, as opposed to from the whatever it was, the 2-3 yard line. That was because, well, we can't have a non-competitive play. Kickoffs are now a non-competitive play. So Vincent said they're going to convene a committee of head coaches and special teams coordinators. And they've been discussing this for years and years, but they want to come up with alternatives. And it might take something really bold that's not a kickoff looking play to supplant this. Otherwise, you know, 5 years from now, instead of having a dead ceremonial play, we'll just spot the ball at the 25-yard line like you're playing pickup on Thanksgiving Day and go from there.
How about Chris Brockman's favorite, the fumble through the end zone?
Brockman, by the way, TJ, all the boys in the studio. What's up, guys?
Hey, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Love you guys. Susie comes right in. It's like the first question, just bang, immediately.
I like to use a paucity of words. I don't have to spend the day like buttering you up. We can get right to it.
It's not a game.
That's always been one of my theories too about doing radio or TV, which is just start the show. You don't need to spend 5 minutes working at it. Just start the show.
So Tom, you don't know this. My brother listens and he critiques every time I'm on. My brother Scott. Hi, Scott.
Schuster, what up?
He'll say, like, you spent too long asking that question. Get right to it. So I hear about it on the other side of this.
No, you're very direct, and I appreciate that. The fumble through the end zone, that was another really interesting one. You're right, because you heard Troy Vincent reference maybe this is too punitive, which is the argument the people who have been in favor of changing that rule have often made, which is you could spot the ball back at, let's say, the 25 or the 40-yard line or whatever without having it become a touchback. I personally believe that 6 points being the most that you can earn on any single play, that there also needs to be a risk factor involved if you're going to extend the football, toss it at the goal line. If you're going to get the most points you can, you also have to take on that risk that something really bad could happen. And it's also, I think, significant when you're talking about the sudden change that can happen in NFL games, that you have something that can happen down at the goal line other than a fourth down stop, a field goal, or a touchdown. So I personally think the rule should stand, but the fact that Troy Vincent is out there saying it publicly does mean that at minimum we are going to have a healthy debate on this come February and March.
Two more minutes with Tom Pelissero. How about C.J. Stroud? Is he playing?
We'll see. The Texans are going to be on the practice field shortly. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday. He's in the concussion protocol. That's always out of everybody's hands in terms of the timetable. But if he's not at least limited in the Friday practice, then basically the hourglasses run out and it'll be Davis Mills against the Titans.
Last question. Have to ask for personal reasons. Belichick, what's happening in New England? What are you hearing?
I know there were reports earlier this week about whether a decision had been made, and the same reports also saying that decision could still change. What I know as we sit here right now, Susie, is there's not been that big conversation between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick where they finalize exactly what is going to take place. It's hard to envision a world, as Al Michaels referenced on a broadcast a couple of weeks ago, where Robert Kraft flat out fires Bill Belichick. So could you be in a scenario where there is a trade? Could there potentially even be a reassignment, which seems less likely because by all indications, Bill Belichick wants to continue to coach, wants to continue to pursue records. They've got 3 weeks to figure it out. You would think with a lot of coaches, if you were in this spot, you would make decisions and make an announcement or get the news out and let it be the great goodbye tour. Bill Belichick is also not somebody who probably is apt to embrace a scenario like that. And so, you know, this reminds me back of Andy Reid's final year in Philadelphia, where the season was just kind of getting away from him after a very long period of success there. It ended with Andy Reid, I think it was the day after the season, in the cafeteria, giving a goodbye to all the staff members, and they're cheering him on the way out the door. And listen, it worked. They end up, after the Chip Kelly experiment, they end up with Doug Peterson. They win a Super Bowl. Now they got Nick Sirianni, and he's going to a Super Bowl. And you've got the Chiefs, who, you know, have won a couple under Andy Reid. You know, Bill Belichick, based on the fact that he's, what, 71, 72 years old, probably doesn't have as long here, that he's still going to be going after it. But once again, by all indications, Bill Belichick wants to continue to coach. So if, in fact, the Krafts make the decision that they're going separate ways, there's different ways this could play out beyond the normal Black Monday firing.
Okay, I lied. One more question. What are we not talking about that you think is interesting out there that we're not hitting?
Well, I would say this, just in terms of, you know, the potential other openings. Obviously, we're micro-focused on the Chargers right now, but there's so much at stake over these next, you know, 3-4 weeks here for a lot of different coaches and GMs in the NFL. And part of the reason we have such a muddled picture as we sit here in mid-December is there's only two teams that are eliminated from playoff contention. It's the Patriots and the Panthers. Everybody else is still technically alive at this point, which a lot of times can slow down the decision-making process. When they went to the extra playoff team, when they went to the 17th game, and there was a lot of discussion about, oh, this is going to water down the product, the season's getting too long, you're going to have teams getting in with 500 or losing records. The NFL stance, and I agree with it, is basically, look how many more fan bases are engaged right now. Under the old rules, shorter season, you'd have two games left, you'd have one fewer playoff spot, 7-6 would be the cutoff in the NFC. Right now it's 6-7. I'm not saying that we want to watch a team that goes 7-10, 8-9, get into the playoffs, but with regard to everybody playing meaningful football outside of a couple of teams down the stretch here, that part of it has worked, and it's going to be bananas, Susie, over the next few weeks here when you look at all the different playoff scenarios and how this could play out.
No, you're not wrong. Thank you so much for your time. Go back to work. I know that we get you in between live shots. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a very long day, I think, for poor Tom.
Yeah.
It's going to be live shots around the clock.
Around the clock, live shots.
Better day for him than Brandon. So let's talk about callers. Our phone lines are lit.
Let's do it.
What I'd like to do, with your permission, gentlemen, take a break and then give some people some help that they need.
We want to go full calls.
I want to go full calls.
Full calls.
That's what we're here for.
Look, I mean, you know me. I like talking to people.
You do.
That's why I'm here.
You're a people person, despite being from New England.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you're not wrong. I'm a walking oxymoron. Better than just a moron. But yeah, let's take some calls. I mean, this is so great. And the guys are like, well, you don't have any swag. I'm like, I have a secret stash.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
So I'm just saying, when you come back, callers galore. Talk to the guys out in the field.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors and
I built a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
You want to explain to me how what you told me on Monday that Rudy has heard what I've had to say about this subject matter?
This is the best part.
This is so good. I haven't told my guys what about this, but please, I give you the floor. Is this true that Rudy, that this what I have said into this microphone has filtered in the direction of Mr. Rudiger?
We're directly to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
And it was very interesting. I have not talked to Rudy. Angelo has.
Okay.
And apparently Rudy was pretty incensed enough to go to his neighbor, Mike Tyson, and ask him if he would train him to get you in the ring to put you where you belong.
Hold on a second. Back the truck up. Hold on. So the real Rudy lives in Las Vegas next to Mike Tyson?
Who he has apparently asked for
training tips? Advice
so he could come
in my room. Rudy could, I heard this through Angelo.
What?
Angelo spoke to him. But it could have been, I know that Floyd Mayweather, it might have been Mayweather.
No!
Mayweather lived in his neighbor.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
By the way,
yes,
what was not in the movie, is that when Rudy was at Holy Cross and he was, trying to come off as a Notre Dame student, getting in the cheering section, painting the helmets and all that, he also joined what they called, and I don't know if they do it today, but it was a campus-wide boxing tournament, and it was called the Bengal Bouts. And dudes, he won it. As a Holy Cross student masquerading as a Notre Dame student. And he won. And we had it originally in the script, but we had to cut it out.
Well, now hearing about his ability to fight and
his desire
to fight.
You better start playing nice with Rudy.
Boy, what a great film this is, David. I mean, now you tell me the backstory. I mean, wow. It's quite a moving piece of cinema that you put together.
Susie Schuster here on The Rich Eisen Show. As promised, the doctor is in. I think there's a lot of people in pain after last night's loss for the Chargers and to the Vegas Raiders. And we're going to open the phone lines up because I think it's time. Josh, in Chicago, you are up first. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hi, Susie, and hi, everybody at the studio. What a pleasure it is to call on you guys today.
Well, we're glad to help you out today, Josh.
Yes. Been a Chargers fan my whole life. Don't say that lightly. Not been easy. I'm sure you guys have already talked about it or heard, but we did fired Staley and Tom today. Just now, like 10 minutes, 20 minutes ago. And I'm here to pound the table. Let's bring in P. Ribs, Daddy Phil. Let's bring in Philip Rivers as head coach. If you make Jeff Saturday a temporary head coach, we could bring in Big Phil here. Dollar Phil, y'all. And best of all, being Kyle Shanahan's, secret plan to put Rivers in the Super Bowl, if he needed to, you know, hey, we don't need Stick next time. Put Rivers in. Let him throw a few balls if Herbert gets hurt. It's kind of a two-in-one stone with bringing Rivers in.
Oh my God! Do you think he wants to get away from his kids? Maybe he's got what, 15 or 20 kids? Maybe he wants to come and get away.
Rivers has so many kids. He's also coaching high school, you know, in Alabama. So
thank you, Josh. Thank you.
How about that? That's interesting. Right? Philip Rivers is head coach.
We say he has so many kids that old Mother Hubbard looks at him. And
I wasn't
goes,
sure
what
if you meant Philip Rivers to come and just sling again or head coach.
I think he means Philip Rivers as head coach
for the rest of the season.
And then in case Herbert gets hurt again,
you got a quarterback.
You got a quarterback and your head coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He could maybe be a 2-for-1.
That's never been done before.
How cool would that be?
I'm sure they have. I don't know. But
Philip Rivers is head coach. That's interesting.
Imagine that. Rivers, like, Herbert goes down, Rivers suits up.
He suits up. You know.
All right. Raider C. I don't know what the rest of it says, but let's just take another call from Oregon. John. Hello.
Line 5, Mikey. Yeah.
Line 5, Mike. Raider Corey. Hello. Hi, Raider Corey. How are you?
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. I feel immortalized speaking to Susie Schuster. That's awesome.
It's my pleasure.
What's up, brother?
Chilling, man. Anyway, I got my fantasy screenshot of Aiden O'Connell, Zamir White, Devontae Adams, and Raiders D for you.
Okay. Wow. Chris is going to grab it, your number, and you're going to send it to him, and you're going to get a little free swag.
Wow.
Yeah. See, because my wife is a horrible Christmas shopper, and I've always wanted a Rich Eisen mug.
Stay in the line. Adam will get your info, buddy.
Tell your wife to call me. I'll help her out next year. But we have a mug for you, and that's one less thing to get your... You know, to put underneath the tree for you.
Can you tweet us at Rich Eisen Show the screenshot, dude?
I can do that.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Adam. Will get your info. That is unbelievable.
Fantastic.
What did he say? Aiden O'Connell.
No, he said Devontae Adams.
Zamir White and the Raiders. He started all four.
Zamir White. He did.
Yeah, O'Connell, Zamir White.
I missed that part.
Devontae and the Raider D.
That's crazy.
That must have got him 100 points last night.
That deserves the large mug, not even just the small mug. That deserves the economy mug, and that's coming right to you. I found this one in the drawer this morning. This great channel one.
Oh, that's from the Super Bowl?
This is a nice one.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
I feel like we should get this one again. It's a Camelback travel mug.
Those are amazing. That's my favorite travel mug.
Tumblr.
When I do the Rich Eisen Show, I like to carry a Camelback travel mug, but this is my favorite, and I didn't spill in my car this morning, which is very exciting, I drove down here with my foot up going 95 miles per hour. Jess in L.A., can we take your call? Jess in L.A.
Hi, yes. I actually called because, recent head coaching news, and with a guy who might be a little disenfranchised by his current situation. What are your thoughts if Jim Harbaugh landed in either a Patriots hat or a Chargers hat?
So, Jess, I love your question, and thank you so much for calling. Selfishly, it will rip Rich's heart out. It depends on if it's before or after a national championship victory. If it's after a national championship victory, I am more than happy to sacrifice my husband's emotions to see Harbaugh in New England. That's kind of fun. Now, if it's for the Chargers, absolutely not. Stay put in Michigan. I think that's fair, Jess. How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I am a Chiefs fan, so I wouldn't recommend anybody go there.
See, there you go. I mean, Jess and I are on the same page. I think that's great. Jess, great question. I like the fact that it kind of took a cut at Rich at the same time because honestly, Jess, it's going to be, he's going to need a weighted blanket the day that Harbaugh leaves Michigan. So I'm just saying he might need a little hot chocolate in this here Rich Eisen Show Roku channel fantastic coffee mug. So Jess, thank you so much for calling and I appreciate it. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Mark in Oakland. Mark, how are you, Mark? How are you, Mark?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm better than Staley this morning, I believe. How are you? What are your thoughts?
First off, I just want to give a shout out to Chris, TJ, you, Susie, longtime listener.
Sounds awesome.
Appreciate you, man. I got my screenshot here. I started
Raider D and
Zamir White last night.
Raider D and Zamir White. So they got you, what, 40? 40 points?
Yeah, about 35.
Nice. That is it. And now are you projected to win your matchup this week or... What's that looking like?
Definitely. With the D, the D came in clutch, so.
All right. Wow. All right, but, stay on the line.
How do you feel about Aiden's mustache? Do you feel like this is representative? I mean, you want to weigh in on the mustache this morning? I feel like we have to ask a lot of people how they feel.
You know, something that I think is funny is Max Crosby has come out and said he'll grow a mustache out if we make playoffs this year. So that would be cool to see. Maybe like a 1970s Oakland A's team mustache type of vibe.
That feels very Dennis Eckersley. Didn't he have that kind of like, wasn't,
well,
didn't
Raleigh
he have
fingers,
a kind of,
Raleigh,
Raleigh,
fingers,
Raleigh had it too, but remember Eckersley went for a ride too.
That kind of mustache.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see that on Crosby. That'd be interesting. Just not on the guys in the studio here.
No,
that would not
no,
be
no,
a good
no,
look.
No, no.
I couldn't tell you.
I got a mustache.
How about that AFC playoff run with all the backup quarterbacks? There's like four or five backup quarterbacks going for that playoff spot.
Well, the Raiders are technically still alive, right?
They put themselves in a much better chance. I mean,
so
they're
6-8. They're technically still alive.
Yeah.
They would need, you know, kind of everybody in front of them to lose, but not actually out of it yet. They could go 9-8. 9-8 is going to get a playoff spot, I think, in the AFC.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. I mean, they get a playoff spot. Doesn't that mean that Antonio Pierce will get that job even sooner? I mean, obviously they'll look around, but he seems like a pretty good candidate. And if he goes from the cellar to a playoff spot, playoff spot, then doesn't that pretty much say it's decided?
I would say it's definitely more likely than not that he's going to be back.
But
right?
You never know.
Don't you have a what's more likely today?
Yep.
You got that?
We're going to do that with Rich later on.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, just checking.
Sometimes I pay attention. Do we want to go with is Taylor Swift a distraction for the Chiefs? No.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, let's do it.
All right, Tom.
I want to hear the reasoning.
Yep. Yeah.
Tom, what's your reasoning? Why is Taylor Swift a distraction for the Chiefs?
Oh, you're asking me that live?
I'm asking you that right now
on
the show.
Turn down your radio.
Well, I'm going to tell you why, because, you know, I mean, you know, she's, you know, wealthy beyond imagine. And so I just wonder if a lot of players might resent that. I know that I personally don't have any skin in the game, but, you know, I says, well, wow, you know, like I put her on this level way up here and, you know, now she's got a boyfriend, you know, dirtying up the water, so to speak. And I mean that in a funny way, not a bad way. But I just wonder if that's any kind of distraction on those players, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs.
But, I would throw right back at you that Tom Brady never made near what Gisele Bündchen made. I mean, she's loaded beyond words.
Right.
And it didn't
distract
the Patriots from racking up the rings, right?
That was just a question.
That's
you know, it could have been a yes or no thing. I mean, you know, as far as I was just wondering. I was kind of looking for more of a response from the panel than I was, you know.
I'm just glad that you called in, Tom. I'm just glad that you called in, and I totally appreciate it. I just was curious about your perspective too, because I'd like to hear what you have to say too.
Well, did I answer your question? Okay.
Yeah, it was great. You did phenomenally well, and I'm so glad that you called in today.
Well, thank you so much. Is this going to be on air?
We're on the air.
Yeah, it literally just happened on the air.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't said all that stuff, but all right. Well, that's good enough for me.
I thought you were fantastic, Tom. I thought you were great.
Thanks
and we really appreciate your call.
All right, Tom. Be good.
So Tom thought, we were a pre-tape or something?
I think Ori thought we were just screening calls before. I think these guys, I don't think there are distractions. These guys are so famous. They're used to being around other famous rich people. They know what their job is and they do it better than anyone in the world.
Totally.
So,
now, the wives, on the other hand,
right now,
the wives want to go to Taylor's birthday party. Let's face it. Right?
I mean, I think Brittany Mahomes probably becoming friends with Taylor Swift is probably the greatest, coolest thing that's happened to her in a long
time. She's like, Patrick, who?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
My two kids, great. Don't care.
Yeah, who are you?
Taylor, what are we doing for dinner? But no, I'm just kidding, obviously. But yeah, no, these guys do not get distracted by who's watching their games in the stands.
No, not in the least bit. I think it's fantastic. Tori in Redding, California. Hi, Tori. How are you?
Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you? I don't have my glasses
on. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? Let me put my glasses on. I can't see a thing.
Doing phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, yeah. You had a good night. You're a Raider fan.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you want to see Antonio Pearson?
if not Antonio Pierce, then I'd love to see Jim Harbaugh come to Las Vegas. That'd be amazing. I just wanted to say it made me so happy on the inside to see Kadarius Toney line up offside.
Tell me why. Happy on the inside?
Yes, because I'm a Raiders fan, and it's just any day the Chiefs lose is a really good day.
Well, we're so glad that able to give you a happy day, Terry. Thank you for the call. We got one more call in before we go to break. Do we have time? Nick in South Carolina.
Nick, what's up, brother?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing okay. We got 2 minutes to talk Dolphins.
You know, I appreciate that. And before we get to that, though, I ordered a mug not too long ago from the richeisenshop.com. And it only had a logo on one side. Have we addressed that problem? Because I'd like to get another mug, but with two logos this time.
Nick, I'm going to fix that myself. I will make sure that you get a double-sided logo. Let me just find out who the heck makes these mugs. And I'm going to give them a little bit of peace of my mind.
Wait a minute, do we have mugs with logos on both sides? Am I missing this?
Look.
There's one on the desk right now.
Can you do me a favor? Can you let Adam know your address? And we're gonna wash this here mug and send it to you.
Sweet, thank you.
Deal.
So, all right. So with the Dolphins, you know, I believe that the beginning of the season, I did not get a chance to play the win-loss game with the fellas, but I had the Dolphins going 12-5, winning division, making the playoffs, and of course they're still on pace for that. But I believe it is evident as of Monday night that Tyreek Hill is the MVP, because without Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins is basically shut down.
Fantastic. Well, you're not wrong there. I mean,
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong there, Nick. Nick, stay on. Give your info to Adam, and we're going to send you this clean version of the Rich Eisen Show mug after the show.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and happy holidays to all you people.
Happy holidays
to
you, too.
Be well.
I love it when the callers line up. It's fantastic. This is what's what you want to do in talk radio. Rich Eisen will call in the next hour, and then third hour, my guy, Shaq O'Claw, Shaquille O'Neal. It's going to be a great, great, great start to the weekend when we come back here on The Rich Eisen Show. I got to tell you, Rich got so many mugs that they were basically... Remember, you didn't watch Harry Potter yet. Did you read Harry Potter yet?
No, I did not read or watch.
There's a Harry Potter scene in which anything that you touch multiplies. It's in the book. If you haven't read Harry Potter with your kids, it's the greatest experience of all time. And listening to it on Audible is even better. Okay, so you got to do it. But there's a moment to where you touch something and it multiplies. That's what it was like with mugs in our house for a while. And his dad used to give out Rich Eisen baseball cards to anybody. He'd go the doctor's office. Do you know who my son is? He has a card. I, at one point, was like handing out these mugs to the UPS guys. I'm like, hey, guys, want a mug? I felt like I was peddling something out of the garage, which I really was. But it's time to do a reorder. What else should we get? What other swag should we get?
I'm uncomfortable with you just haphazardly making these decisions live on the air.
Why?
I'm here for irrational decisions, but that's just not how
you are irrational all the time.
I am, exactly, but that's not how other people operate in this building.
Who's gonna do it?
I'm okay if you want to do it, but
I'll
the person who normally sits there takes forever to make decisions.
Okay, I always tell everybody, don't ask Rich. People are like, what's Rich's schedule like? I'm like, don't ask him. Ask me. You want some swag? I'll order some swag,
okay,
people.
Great.
I want swag.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.